KSL News Time, 6:09. Emergency traffic, Ricky Meese.
Jeff, this is a bad one. It's late in the drive home. This is going to be northbound I-15 200 North in Kaysville. It involves multiple vehicles, and I can tell you I'm looking at a live shot, and some of these vehicles are facing the wrong direction of traffic. That tells you how hard they were smacked. Right now, traffic only getting by in the two left lanes, and we've still got a lot of emergency vehicles still arriving at the scene. Again, that's northbound I-15 200 North in Kaysville. Solid delays back to Lagoon. Dave Meekum?
You still got those problem getting over the point, getting down into Utah County. You're going to slow down right on top of the point as you approach the county line, and then that's going to be quite slow down through SR 92 and 2100 North. When you get past 2100 North, it'll start to improve for you there. I-215 on the east side belt southbound. That's going to be a jam up for you from 4500 South through the construction down to Knutson's Corner, Mark.
You got ugliness right now on southbound I-15 rolling past Smith's Ballpark. Two wrecks now between 2100 South and 4500 South. Murray going to start slowing there again in Murray all the way down towards, about Draper, Sandy area. The West Belt looks like that may be the way to go right now. It looks like safer, a little bit of volume into the West Valley City area. It looks much better. Snowbird season passes are on sale now. Experience the longest season in Utah. 2,500 acres of legendary terrain this winter. Learn more and purchase your pass at snowbird.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.